I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers in our show this week, and by supporting them, you are helping them to continue to bring you awesome content for free. A huge thank you to our sponsors. They are Caldrea. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea.com. Hammett, visit Hammett.com and chat with their team. Mention House of Kim to get a complimentary gift. Be sure to check out the episode's notes for more information on our amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. We have a special guest with us today, Brielle. She'll be joining us here in a second to talk all things Mother's Day. I hope everybody had an incredible Mother's Day. I'm going to tell you all about mine. Also, you guys, I'll be on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen this Sunday. So exciting. It'll be really strange to do it from home, but how convenient. Say what's up, babe.
Hey, you were just rolling along.
So I know. Just
I was enjoying listening to the...
Rolling along. Yeah. Yeah. I have a very big announcement next week, you guys, that I'm very, very excited about. And yeah, I turn the big 4-2 next week, too. So next week's going to be a fun week. I have to tell you what Croy did for Mother's Day. You guys do not want to miss this, okay? You don't want to miss this. Brielle, what's up? What's popping?
Hey, guys. What's happening? Anybody else?
Back with Brielle.
Going a little insane.
No, it's back with Zach.
No.
Yeah, wait, back with Zach and being Brielle. We miss Zach today. Where is he?
He's at work.
Oh, poor guy. What do you guys think? I'm interested to hear what do you guys think, especially here in Georgia, of everything reopening. What are your thoughts? Email Kim at KimZolciak.com. Tracy Bloom sent me a picture this morning of...
Side note, you said your birthday. Did you know this is your last...
Be quiet.
...podcast?
Oh, I thought you were going to say your last week of 41.
In your 41sts.
Great. That's not... I mean, I think as we get older, we don't want to talk about the age thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't wait to be 21, 25, or 30.
The last episode.
And now I am... yeah, it's just like, cool. I'm 38. Anyways, Tracy sent me... Brielle doesn't want to read anything that's factual.
I saw what she's looking at right now, and all these people on Twitter were saying that it's not accurate. Read your facts first. I think this coronavirus is very controversial. Some people think it's serious.
Brielle wants to play with her friends and go out to the bars. That's why she's saying that. So Tracy sent me this morning and said, since Alicia May on Facebook sent or posted, since we know we can't trust the graphs, let's just look at the numbers. I've been taking screenshots every day of our cases and death. The picture on the left was May 7th, and the picture on the right is today, May 14th. So that's 4,325 new cases and 183 new deaths in 1 week. That is a death rate of 4.3%. Wear your damn mask, wash your damn hands and stay home.
4.3% of what? The numbers on that? So 4.3% of 35,000 or 4.3% of 330 million?
She's just talking about Georgia in particular. Sweetie. But Brielle, anytime that we talk about corona in the house, Brielle's like, trust me, mom, it's not a big deal. More people are dying from the flu because she wants to be out with her friends and go to the bars.
It's not that. My friend, Laser, his mom works as a nurse in a hospital at Northside, and she said that they ordered all these beds and all this stuff, and they've only occupied six of them, and they're left with all this equipment and all this. Like, it's not as serious as it is. And he says, like, as long as you're not put on a ventilator, like, people are asking for other things than ventilators now, and they're surviving. It's the people who are being put on ventilators that aren't. I don't know what to believe. I don't really pay attention to it because I feel like some people think it's serious, some people don't. I think it's, like, too political. Like, you're either a Democrat and think that it's not or it's very serious, or you're a Republican, think it's not serious. Like, I don't know what to believe anymore. I just want like facts and truth.
Well,
and
why is LA why is LA trying to not open for 3 more months?
Because they're run. See, that's why it's getting like political, because their governor is a Democrat, and Atlanta or Georgia were Republican, and
historically, California has been a more liberal state, meaning there's more Democrats that live in the state. But
this is also, you guys, just our opinion. And well, that's just Brielle's opinion.
Well, no, I don't have an opinion on it. I think that it's like 50-50. Like, it is a little serious, but it's also not as serious as everybody's making it seem, because I don't know enough information. I try to read every day. And when I finally am convinced that it is serious, I find something that shows me that it's not. So I am too ignorant to have an actual opinion on it. So I just listen to what y'all say.
No, that's not true. Like, everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's just not simple. You know, there's no right answer. There's really no, it's not a black and white answer. There's too many factors involved in this entire situation. There's people's health. There's people's livelihoods. There's the economy. There's people's businesses. 100%
right. There's a lot of things that are affected by
it. There's so many elements, and people who want to keep it closed are obviously very concerned about their health, and people who want to open it are very concerned about maybe the business that they've been running for 20 years and they've put their heart and soul into it. And if they don't go back to work, their business is going to be shut down and they're going to have to start over. Like, nobody wants to do that either. Like, It's just very, very difficult. Nobody wants to, you know, the governor doesn't want to open it up, because why is it his per se responsibility or to have to carry that weight to open it up and then flood our hospitals and kill our doctors and put our nurses at risk and put other people at risk when, you know, like, what's the right? There is no right answer.
There is no right approach. Answer.
It's very, very difficult. Everybody, ideally, like, we... people need to be fucking more careful. Like, this should have never gotten out.
100%.
You know, like, that's
wash your hands. The statistics of people that go number two or even number one and don't wash their hands afterwards is mind-blowing to me.
Right. That needs to improve. Like, our hygiene practices as people need to improve.
But, Croy,
if you don't have to go out, why would you go out? If you don't have to. If you have to, look, I get it. Like, you should have the choice to go out, right? Like, you shouldn't be locked up, and if you go out, you get fined or whatever. I don't necessarily think that's okay. Like, if you have to go out to work and have to go out to make a living or have to go out to take care of your business, then go out. But at the same time, if you, let's say you run a restaurant and only half of your patrons or even a quarter of your patrons come in because the other people can stay home and they don't have to go, you're going to go out of business anyways because you're not going to have enough customers.
Right.
So,
but Croy, you've been around, and you, Mom, for what? Ebola and the swine flu and all these other things that people were so concerned about.
People
and
weren't dying.
No, they were. If you look at how many people actually died from Ebola and other things, they died at a death rate of way more than this coronavirus. Yet we're over here losing our marbles, about to ruin our economy because people don't know what to believe. And they didn't let these other, you know, flus and other pandemics or whatever.
I haven't dived into the research by any means and compared and contrasted and anything like that. But from what I recall, we definitely didn't overwhelm our healthcare systems with those other viruses. Like, we weren't at a point where it was like
Well, you're reading also about New York. Yes, they're overwhelmed because there's hundreds of thousands of cases, whereas here and other places of the country, it's because really only New York
We have millions of people here in Atlanta, but the reason why we did not turn into New York was because we shut our stuff down.
Right.
And we...
Yeah, but so we've what? Like Dave Portnoy said, we flattened the curve a good amount so far.
Okay. Flattening the curve is great, which is what we wanted to do, but that does not mean that the virus is gone and that curve cannot skyrocket right back up. If you put 70,000 people right now in the Mercedes-Benz Dome to go watch a soccer game, and you've got 10 people walking around that dome sick, coughing, touching everything, you're going to have thousands of people sick in 2 weeks, right? All at the same time, have to go to Atlanta Hospital. Because of 10 people walking around, like, that can't happen.
Well, I'm not saying that people should go out and do go. We shouldn't go to concerts. We shouldn't go to bars.
But why? So, but here's my question, right? So, like, we should open up some things, is what you're saying, but not open up. Like, artists should have the right to make their money, right? Like, NFL teams should have the right to make their money, right? But we as people are saying, well, the mom and pop pizza shop should be able to do it, but not the NFL, them, or not the Major League Baseball, them. You know, that's essentially what you're saying. But where do you draw the line? Where is enough control?
I guess
control. Like, so I guess there's no right answer.
You guys, I spoke to you about Caldrea last week. It's a consciously crafted home and body care brand that combines thoughtful ingredients with delectable scents, making caring for ourselves and our home a beautiful, beautiful experience. Caldrea has a line of hand care products, including both hand soaps and moisturizing lotions that are incredibly effective, thoughtfully formulated, and smells divine. You guys know I get headaches from so many scents, and the ginger pomelo and the basil blue sage are amazing. They smell fresh, they smell clean, and they last forever on your hands. Products use a combination of essential oils from flowers and herbs and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients. Clean effectively while allowing you to enjoy the luxurious fragrances. You guys can get free shipping on your orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea.com. That's Caldrea.com. Visit Caldrea.com and add wonders to your washing.
If we want to go out, we can go out, and we know what we're risking. Just like every day, we know that driving in a car, we could get in a car crash. We know flying on a plane, we could die.
Sure.
We know going out into wherever, we could catch the flu when it's flu season. We can do all these things. Like, I feel like we cannot let coronavirus.
But
like,
fear is
more powerful than anything else I've learned. Because the more you drill someone's head and scare them, the more likely they're going to listen to you and do everything that you say, whether it's factual or not. Like, as long as you scare the shit out of somebody, they don't care if it's real or not. Like, they will listen and do exactly what you say. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening with this coronavirus. Like, I'm getting to a point where I don't know what to believe anymore, because I read one thing and it's different than what somebody else says. So I'm just going to form my own opinion, and I want to stop living in fear. I don't want to go to a concert. I don't want to go to a bar. But I think if I want to go to a restaurant and get to go food and bring it home and eat it at my house, like, I shouldn't have to go through this crazy process of sterilizing, which I understand why but I also think, like, I can see friends who have been quarantining. Like, I don't think we should all be in large groups more than 10 or doing crazy shit. But, like, as long as you're just, nobody's going out or gone to bars because we haven't, like, they don't have coronavirus, we should be able to see people.
Yeah, they may not today.
Because it's kind of affecting my mental health a little bit.
But why can't they get it tomorrow when they choose to go to the bar?
Well, bars haven't opened until May 31st, so I should have until May 31st to see.
There you go, but they
friend.
Could walk into a grocery store and get it. They could walk
Well,
into,
so could I. I go right, to the grocery store. Right, I go to Target.
But you have control over the measures that you take to protect yourself, wearing the gloves, washing your hands, putting a mask on, not touching people, not hugging people, not sharing a drink on accident, not sneezing by accident on somebody's face. Whereas your friend goes and gets it, doesn't take the same measures that you do, right? You're in the same room as them.
Why don't we treat coronavirus like we treat the flu? Yes, I understand it could be more deadly and all this other stuff, but, like, essentially, they are the same in the sense that we can't control how people get it.
For one, we understand the flu. The flu has been around for more than a decade. Decades, I think.
There's vaccine.
There's a vaccine. We understand the virus. This virus didn't exist in humans 6 months ago. It didn't exist. We have no idea what it can mutate to. They're finding now that it's causing strokes. It's causing people have lost legs
so for
over
the rest
it.
Of our lives. Like,
has the flu ever taken somebody's leg?
It's taken lives.
Right, but has it ever taken some
legs? I have no idea. Right. I don't dive into the flu because I'm not that concerned about the flu.
Here's my thing, right? If you don't have to go out, I don't think you should be going out. It's not I don't think it's your right to do an action or to do something that puts other people at risk. Like, who are you to say, I have to go get a drink at the bar, okay? And then 2 weeks later, put a doctor and a nurse's life and their family's life at risk because you had to go get a drink.
Yeah,
I don't think that's fair.
I don't think that we should be doing that.
If you have to go to work because you have to feed your kids, that I think is maybe a fair argument. But what's fair, what's not? There's no, again, right answer. It's just, I don't know. It's a very tough predicament. But you wanting to hang out with your friends,
who also have been quarantining or been with the same five people.
I don't think is a fair, like, just because you want to hang out with your friends.
Well, I think that.
Why should you put the doctors and nurses that are going to have to take care of you are going to have to take care of the people you infect.
Right. But I'm not putting anybody at risk when, hold
you,
on,
what,
just let me
that's
explain.
What you think,
no, the, because if my friends have been around, listen, okay, guys, I'll just give you an example here. I want to hang out with Colin. Colin has been staying in his house since the
Colin's
day,
been going
on,
to work.
No, he's been going to work and not one employee has been there. He has been answering the phones. He's been the only person there. I call him, FaceTime him throughout the day, and he's so bored because he's the only person at the front desk. I think they are opening like next week or so. But while he's been doing that, he's only seen his mom, his dad, and his brother, and they've only been home. They haven't gone anywhere. They haven't done anything. And that's what, for months. And it's like, why can't I see that person who's been doing nothing?
So you go
like,
see,
I want to go on a walk, or right, I just need
this
Colin.
Is a conversation,
like,
I want you guys to know, that happens in my house every single day with Brielle.
Really is getting affected by this, because I sit in my room and I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't know where the end is here. I don't know when I'll be able to have lunch with my friends and have a normal conversation.
Why does it matter? Let's focus on other things. Shift your focus.
I can't, because all I sit in
you
my room.
You can't shift your focus.
No, because I try. I really try. All day I try to think about other things. Like, this
you're,
is just,
you're telling me that it's impossible for you to shift your focus.
Croy, yes. Like, I can't. Like,
Do you understand what you're saying?
Croy, can you just, like, hear me out? Like, I sit in my room at night by myself and I'm like, oh my God, like,
right, just
all
like
my
the rest of the world
me. Yeah, just like everybody uh-huh. else. And I know so many people
what
who are
thoughts
going
are hitting
through this
you?
Like, I'm
that
so
I can't get a sandwich and a
no,
soup.
No, that I'm so anxious that I don't know when I'll be able to go to Chick-fil-A and get a
it's
and
not
get,
forever
just listen that I don't know when I'll be able to go to Chick-fil-A and
you've
not have to lace all my cup and not have to fucking and eat my sandwich in the car if I want to, not have
why
to go
it,
home and
why
sanitize.
Does it matter or not?
Or I want to know when I can get on a plane freely and go travel to LA or New York or see my friends. Like, I want to know when I can walk into a grocery store and not be masked and gloved up and concerned.
Why do you have to have a date? You know it's coming. It's just
I don't know if it's coming. You don't know if it's
you're
coming.
You're telling me this is going to go on forever. It can't.
Might
it's
be.
Impossible.
No, because what if we don't find a cure? Because we don't have a cure for fucking cancer. How are we going to find a cure for corona? Like, we don't know how long this is going to be here. It could be years, and I'm not living in a place for years, like, not living my life because I'm scared. Because I'm scared of contracting uh-huh. a virus that
okay, so what happens
may or may
you,
not
so
be
what
a
happens
big deal.
When you get it?
Well, then I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Right, so will the sandwich and the hanging out with the friends be worth it when you can't climb a flight of stairs anymore without being extremely winded?
No, I don't.
When you go on a ventilator and
I'm
you're in a coma,
I want to know when
was it
that
worth
will
it?
Happen. Because like that video of that guy said last night, it's like, okay, everybody did say, let's flatten the curve. Now we've kind of flattened it a little bit. And now they're saying, no, we have to wait till we find a cure until we leave our houses. Like, not fair.
I think what they're saying is they have to keep it flat. We can't just, if you.
Great. So how flat does it have to get?
It needs to stay flat is the problem, right?
Right?
If we open everything back up, we open up stadiums, we open up bars, we just say, fuck it, we're going back to what we were, that curve is not going to stay flat. It's going to go right back up.
I think that the reason it's still going up is because there is like 50-50 closure and 50-50 openings. Like, some people have to go to work and they're spreading it in those environments and doing it in that way. So unless we literally lock down United States for like a month, there's no way it's going to completely flatten out. Like, there's no way I see it ending.
Right. I'm not saying I don't hear what you're saying.
I just want to know when, like, I want some state of like some uh-huh. clarity.
Well, here's the situation. There is no clarity because
like I'm
we
having
don't
dark
know.
Thoughts. Like, I'm in my room and I'm we, like, oh my God, I'm going nuts.
We don't. There's no clarity because we don't know as people. We don't know the virus. It's been less than 6 months since this thing has entered the human population. We don't know. That's why you don't have answers.
But why are we pouring millions and billions of dollars into all this research when, like, why can't we find an answer sooner? Like, how long does it take to find answers for things? We've been researching
it takes a long
cancer
time. Science takes,
for, what, 100
right,
years
right,
or however long,
right.
and we still haven't found an answer?
Right.
Like, I just don't understand, like, what needs to happen.
Well, here's another theory, and this is a whole nother rabbit hole we're not going down, but cancer is a business. People make billions of dollars on cancer. I'm not saying that people don't suffer. There's suffering. There's death. There's misery.
Yeah,
there's
horrible.
All kinds of things. But cancer, at the same
it's
token, is a billion dollar business. Pharmaceutical companies,
Well, then, don't you think they're thinking of how they can profit off of COVID-19 with the ventilators and the beds and there the masks and all this?
Right. There might be. There is a business.
Maybe the government
There is a business. But the government's not making the money. It's big business. It's big corporation.
Let's move on to Mother's Day.
Right. So, we talk about this every day because I just want to see.
I'm over it. I hear the same shit every day.
I'm going nuts. Like, I know somebody can relate.
That's a want.
I think it is for my mentality because I'm going.
You can get on a FaceTime call. What's the difference with sitting with somebody on the couch or being with them on FaceTime? There isn't one.
There's really no difference.
There really is because I just want to, like, we can't have fun. We can't make memories. Like, I'm literally going to look back at
make memories. You're not going to be here to make memories. If you get corona.
If I see a friend who hasn't been exposed, I think I'm okay. What if we get the antibody test? What do you guys think about that?
That means nothing.
That means nothing.
So wait, what if we get the coronavirus test? What if me and Elizabeth get the test and she shows up negative? Then she can hang out with me that one day and stay here as long as she doesn't leave?
No.
So what? You just sound like you just don't want me to have a good life right now.
No, I think that you...
I think a lot of people are not having a good life right now.
Nobody is. And I'm probably going to sound, so first world girl here, but this is my life and this is what's going on. And I'm going a little insane.
Let's move on to Mother's Day because I listen to this every day and I can leave the mic. I can't leave the mic, I should say. I mean,
also,
I can, but I can at least leave my kitchen and go to my room if she continues.
Let me just say this real quick. Croy gave me the option, okay? Because yes, I do still live at home. He gave me the option. I can see my friends. I can leave. I can do whatever I want, but I won't be allowed back until coronavirus ends. Now, here's the thing. I don't know when that's going to be. And if I can't see my brothers or my sisters for 6 months or a year, I think that might be a little worse. Like, it's like 51% better staying here and 49% better seeing like Elizabeth. So I'm like, that's where I'm at right now. I do have the option to leave, but not taking it yet. Haven't gotten there yet.
But okay. So think of the people though, Brielle too, like that actually live alone. Like, you don't
even
live alone.
I have no idea what they're going through.
You don't even live alone. No. So I don't know. I just, that might be more of a person who needs to see somebody.
Well, no, I want you guys to know that every night I seriously sit in my bed because I read something on Twitter.
What can you do outside of this house that you can't do in this house?
See my friends.
Other than that.
That's all
I
want.
No, but you can, because you can FaceTime them. You can actually physically see them.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Okay, but...
Okay, you and Mom are on opposite
Colin.
Sides of the
you don't
country.
Touch Colin.
You and Mom
but
are
we,
on opposite
have,
sides
have
of the country.
Physical,
you guys FaceTime for
we
6 months?
We have a physical relationship.
Okay, me and you.
What?
You and I.
That's fine. I can FaceTime you.
For 6 months. You don't have to see me.
Bro,
and
if you went to college,
sad.
That's normal. That's like when I went to college, my parents, if they didn't actually drive to see me,
you're also not close to them.
They wouldn't even see me. That was the world, honey. They didn't see my sisters for months because they went to school in Iowa and we lived in Montana. That's the world. This philosophy of like, I just think that's nuts to me. That's a little bit nuts to me because prior to telephones, prior to the internet, you had snail mail, honey. You wrote people letters. That was it. We're somewhat spoiled as people trying, like, I have to hang out with my friends. Like,
right.
No, you don't have to.
It's been literally since February 27th that I've seen any of my friends.
There's nothing that you can't do in this house that you can't do outside of this house.
I think that all talking.
I think that maybe you should look at your, it's not about necessarily your friends. Work on you, better you, read books, create something.
Yeah, but there's
folk workout, you know,
tell
do
me
things
one
like
thing that you cannot do in this house that you can do outside of this house. You can
see,
watch,
I can't sit on a beach.
You can watch a concert. You can sit next to water.
We have a pool and we're on a lake.
So you can't touch sand. Okay.
I
95%
really,
of the world
no,
can't
if,
touch
if I
sand.
Had to be stuck anywhere, I'd be stuck here. That's why I haven't left yet. But I am going stir crazy in this house, just like I think so many people are. Like, I'm really, like, I have to go on drives every day just to, like get some normality in my life because this is not normal. It isn't for anybody.
Well, I
seriously pray every single night in my bed. Every single night I go, please, God, like, give us guidance. Like, show us the way to clear this fucking mess up because we all need
it. The way to clear the mess up is to get busy. You're bored. You need to get busy doing something. Get busy.
You have no idea what I do in my day.
Okay. Well, but I think some of it's boredom. Like, you're sitting there bored. Like, if you're bored, get to busy.
Actually,
get to doing something.
I have so
read
much
a book.
Fun on my own that
educate
I'm never
yourself.
Bored by myself.
Okay.
Well then why do you miss your friends so much?
Right.
Because I
call them.
I need to like I talk to Elizabeth for hours every Great. Single day on the phone, and then I'm like, fuck, like I miss you. Like, let's hang out. Like, it's not the same.
No.
Just FaceTime her. Okay, we're moving on to Mother's Day. I'm not listening to this. Another minute. Done. You guys, I am obsessed with Hammett. They have the most perfect handbags that embody both fashion and functionality. They search for the world's softest leather and most durable hardware, combining them to create a fresh design that makes everyday life a little bit easier and a whole lot more polished. Every bag or wallet is crafted with intention. From reversibility to removable straps and cell phone pockets, they design with detail that surprises and just makes me incredibly happy. You don't have to worry about their zippers breaking. They're extremely good quality, but just in case, you're covered for life. They're wearable for a ton of different occasions when the time comes, from either day to night, festivals, weddings, etc. A style for every taste and purpose, whether you want a work tote or a mini cross bag for errands. The product is available on Hammett.com. That's Hammitt.com. Chat their team and mention you heard about Hammett on our podcast, and they'll include a complimentary gift with your order. And let me tell you, they give incredible gifts like leather card holders and pouches that you can actually use every single day. On to Mother's Day, you guys. It was one of the best Mother's Days I've ever, ever had. I woke up and Croy made breakfast. We bought that Waffle House waffle mix, which is amazing, and tastes just like Waffle House. And it's very weird to have a different shape waffle and yet it tastes like Waffle House. It's very funny. He made waffles and he made bacon for the littles and eggs and all that good stuff. So that was really, really amazing. And then we all went outside to the pool and kind of hung out there most of the day. Brielle and I started drinking wine at, I don't know, 12 o'clock. And I've been rarely drinking wine lately. I don't know why, but I just guess I've been busy, and especially not during the day, which wine at lunch is usually like one of my favorite things. And I haven't done that in weeks and weeks and weeks. But anyway, so that was really, really cool. And then the girls, I love these kebabs, from chicken kebabs from Fresh Market. And they went to the one in Roswell, which didn't have any kebabs. And I was like, why didn't you go to the one in Johns Creek, which is like my favorite? So they drove all over Timbuktu to find these kebabs. They had them made for us, and they're really, really good. There's a sauce from Melting Pot called the Greek Goddess Sauce that they have that you can dip your chicken in and what have you. And so Croy makes that for me with that. And we had corn on the cob, and I don't know, it was just really, really great. But in the morning after I ate breakfast or whatever, Ariana's like, we have something for you. And I was like, what? And they were by the TV, which was so weird. And so somebody's phone, I don't know whose, was up on the screen. And so they start playing this video, and it starts with my hairdresser, Nikki, talking about the kind of mom I am. Of course, she's a smart ass. But anyway, it was Nikki and some of my business partners and Tracy, and I mean, just, it was really, really
full of all the people.
It was full of all the people that are close to me in my life. And it was really, really fucking
a lot of your ace children.
Yeah. I have a lot of kids. I realized.
Oh my God,
seventh, eighth.
There's, you have six.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A lot of your
seventh and eighth
yeah,
children.
Yeah. A lot of my kids' friends that I've been close with for a long time, and I'm like their second mom. So it was just really, really awesome. And special to see that, and very, very thoughtful. And then at the end, if you know me, you know my obsession with Bret Michaels is real. I've loved Bret Michaels since I was little. I love his music. I just thought he was so amazing. Between Guns N' Roses, well, I didn't really think Axl was hot, so I think that's probably why. But I like their music. But it was between, you know, Poison and Guns N' Roses. So who the pops up on the TV is Bret Michaels with a message like, Happy Mother's Day, Kim, from Brielle, you know, or Croy, Brielle, Ariana, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, he's like, you rock all our worlds. And I was like, is this a f***ing, what?
Well, you guys know, actually, Ariana and I were at the grocery store picking up some items for Mother's Day a couple days before Mother's Day. And Croy sent us the video and said, what do you think? Good? ? And like, usually Croy doesn't tell us any gifts he's getting for mom. Like, he doesn't give any clues away. Like, I think when he got your earrings, he showed me like an hour before he gave them to you. And I was like, mind blown. Like, when do you have the time to go over there and pick these up? Because it wasn't me, and you don't leave mom's side. So he does these little gifts for us that we have no clue he's planning. And when we got
Totally surprised.
When we got the video, Ariana and I were literally loading groceries into the car, and we started tearing up because I'm not emotional. So for me to like cry at all is like really rare and out there. But I just knew how much this message would mean to my mom. And I was like, how the fuck did you get this video?
He's not on Cameo or anything like, that.
He's
so.
Not like with the times. Like, he's not hip. Like, he's like born in 85.
What the fuck?
But like,
they make fun of me. They're like, oh, you guys can hang your wigs up together at night. Nikki says all the time.
Croy's not with the times.
Oh, Croy's not. With, oh, I thought you meant Brent Michael.
No, I'm more of the times than you
he's
are.
He's born in the 80, in 85, but he has no clue. Like,
he doesn't do social media, really.
And it's like, how did you find Brent Michael's?
Just because I'm not on it does not mean that I have no clue.
And also,
I'm very abreast of what that world's all about.
Why don't I have one from Eminem yet? I'm just saying.
You gotta be good. You haven't been good enough yet.
What? I'm an angel.
So I cried. As soon as I saw Nikki, I started to cry. And then I just cried the whole damn video. I mean, from Croy's message to Brielle's. It was just all the littles left a message to. It was really sweet.
The first idea is, we thought, oh, well, maybe we should just make a video of all of us, like, so that way she would be surprised, like, oh, like, what?
Yeah, I was.
You know? But then I was like, let's add, like, a few extra people in here so she, like, thinks that this is just a video from, like, the people who really love and care about her. Like, she'll never see it coming. And then Ariana made the video, and she actually put Something to Believe In.
Then I was like, right, oh, that's so thoughtful. They know how much I love this fucking guy. And so... I never thought that was coming. So
I have a video of you watching it. I recorded
I'm sure I look lovely. The angle was fucking horrible. I know. I saw a clip of it, but I saw it on your phone. Yeah. And so then I have to post the video, right? Like, I don't think Nikki had any idea. And she tried to get Brent Michaels. He was going to come to my 40th birthday party if I had it in Los Angeles, which was initially the plan. And then we moved it here to Atlanta. So she had that kind of going. So I think I told her or something, and it was amazing. So I posted the video, or maybe she saw it on Instagram, and then he liked it. And I'm like, Ariana, he liked it. He liked my f-ing repo. She's like, Mom, you're a loser. Like, what the fuck? So anyways, it was really awesome. It was I had an amazing dinner, and it was just really great. So I kind of kept to myself. Croy bathed all the littles, and I was kind of keeping to myself. And,
you also got some spectacular gifts from our girls.
Oh yeah.
KJ, the littles, they did little cards.
I talked to them about that, I think, on the last podcast, or maybe not, where they put the rose petals out for me and they spelled I love you.
They did that, yeah, but then they had also worked on
They had cards for
and
me.
Cash had worked on his poems all week long. He had four different poems styles. One was like a haiku poem.
You know what was really funny is
a flower pole.
Yeah, he drew all these things for me. And he goes to YouTube and he follows, or he watches these YouTubes on how to draw things, and he's really, really good at it. So Kaya was still in the bed that morning, and so they were reading. They all had this book that my mom's as pretty as a flower, and so Kane, and we've talked about this in the past. He's like a super genius,
It's a little weird how smart he is and how
I'll read a text message I got from my nanny last night when I was in my office here in a second, but he's very, very brilliant. And so he started reading Kaya's book while she was still sleeping that morning, and she said my mom is as smart as a Fuchs. F-U-C-S. And he's like, Cash, Fuchs. He's like, what is a Fook? And I was in tears. He's like, my mom's as smart as a Fooks. And he just kept saying it. I had tears streaming down my face. He's like, it's a double X, Kaya. Fox. And he was like talking out loud, and he just kept laughing to him, Fooks. He just would walk around the kitchen, Fooks. What? So it was very, very funny. And so when she got up, he's like, Kaya, it's Fox, F-O-X, not Fooks. It was so, so funny. But anyways, that night, I was just kind of like walking around, and I have all this exciting stuff coming up in the next week. And so I've been working really hard on that. And so I was just kind of keeping to myself. And KJ says, he texts me from the house iPad at 9:30. We were all getting ready to watch a movie together. 9:30 at night. He says, I love you, Mom. You're the best mom ever and are so beautiful. And you help me through all my hard times. I do not know why you are mad, but I love you and you are so beautiful. But he came into my office, and I was
he
thought I was mad, but I was so focused on the computer. I said, give me 1 second, KJ. And he took it. And I said, oh my God, you're the love of my life. You made my Mother's Day so special. And I'll never forget it. I've had 4 days of Mother's Day, starting with your Cadbury eggs, peanut butter cups, flowers in your cars, and I'm so blessed and grateful that you are my son. He said, I love you, the best, most beautiful mom ever. I am so grateful that you are my mom. Who writes that, an 8-year-old, to their mom? Like,
so she's texting back and forth from the iPad.
From the house iPad, yeah.
He's going to make some lady feel
so happy.
Special one day.
He cooks everything. So last night I got a text message from my nanny on a side note, and she said, I just told Kane that I'm getting pimples on my back because I've been eating so much cheese and drinking whole milk. And he looked at me and said, you're lactose intolerant.
He's so smart.
It's just so smart, but that just goes to show you. So anyways, we snuggled up on the couch and we watched a movie, and I just feel so blessed to have six of the most amazing children. It was really surreal. With their kids fell asleep in 5 minutes. It was one of the best days I've had during this whole quarantine. It was so cool. Everybody that knows me knows I love good food. And so, yeah, it was really, really awesome. I had a really awesome day. Okay, so let's jump over to our positive segment, you guys. This is all about, you know, let's just jump into it.
Well, since I'm feeling a little negative these days, can I leave?
No.
You don't want to partake?
No.
No.
Too often, manifestation gets swept to the side as a woohoo or an overly spiritual concept that only the followers of The Secret adhere to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you need to hear this, Brielle.
No. Every day, another thing I've been doing is I've been writing down what I want to happen. I'm writing deadlines. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll be on a beach by July 7th, 2020. And like,
you're wrong.
Hold on.
You can't put a time on when the universe is supposed to deliver to it.
You release it, you say it. Let me just get into this and we'll talk about it in a second.
Keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
Anyways, the truth is you're already manifesting every single second of every day without even realizing it. So why not start doing it with intention? This is the big difference. When you know the quote-unquote not-so-secret formula to successful manifestation, it becomes a super practical and effortless way to create anything that you want, period. Anything that you want. Number one, follow the manifestation equation. Make it happen based on a really simple formula for manifestation, and it goes like this. Thoughts plus feelings plus action plus faith equals success. I'm going to read it again. Thoughts plus feelings plus actions plus faith equals success. Successful manifestation. When all four parts of the equation are working in unison, anything is possible. Align your thoughts with an intention of what you want to manifest. Fuel that intention by tapping into how it feels. This shifts your vibration. Take action towards your intention. Manifestation actually involves you doing the things. Have faith that not only are you worthy and deserving of manifestation, but you're being fully supported by something greater than you. This simple combo will get you manifesting faster and with more ease than ever before. Again, thoughts plus feelings plus actions plus faith equal successful manifestation.
Thoughts become things.
Amen.
With feelings.
Sure.
Two.
Sure.
Work on your self-worth. Your ability to manifest and your level of self-worth are directly correlated. In the areas of your life where you believe you're worthy and deserving, you'll find manifestation is a breeze. But in the areas of your life where you think you're less than and undeserving, you're really going to struggle with manifestation. This was an aha moment for me years and years and years ago. You find the things that you want the most sometimes are the hardest to manifest. Right. And it's because you're so focused on these things. And listen, I think we're all, as I do these positive segments and talk to you guys, I think we're all in a kind of a funk and a crazy place just because we're at a different point in all of our lives, being at home and kind of this quarantine and homeschooling. And so I feel like these positive segments, sometimes you might need to listen to every day for the next 5 days to get yourself back in the groove. I've been continuing to just open the Game of Life and How to Play It book just to keep myself focused. If you're struggling with love, for example, ask yourself, do I feel worthy of love? If not, start working on loving yourself more. If you struggle with money, ask yourself, do I feel deserving of receiving money? If not, it's time to rewrite your money story. Three, non-attachment. This is a huge vital step and why I speak to my spiritual counselor. I try to every week because she's not attached to the things that I am. So it's interesting. But this is a very, very vital step. We humans love to grip on super tight to the things that we really want. In fact, the more we want them, the tighter we hold on to them for dear life. But what happens when we refuse to let go is that we're communicating to ourselves and to the universe that we don't have faith that it will work out exactly as it's meant to. So set your intention and then practice faith that if it's in your highest and best, as I always say, it will absolutely manifest because you are worthy and deserving of it. Four, Choose faith over fear. Just like your level of worthiness, your level of faith plays a very vital role in manifestation. But faith's nemesis is fear, and it pops up whenever we begin to doubt ourselves, slip into past stories or unfounded future projections. In those moments, ask yourself, am I in danger? Which you very rarely are. Can I have faith that I am being fully supported rather than let fear run this show? Again, can you have faith that you're being fully supported rather than let fear run this show? It's a game changer. 5, it's just not your time. Much of the manifestation is about timing. If you find your intentions aren't manifesting, perhaps the universe can see it clearer than you and the timing is just not right. This is where we practice non-attachment and patience. What is meant for you will manifest for you. And if it doesn't, it's simply because something better is on the way. Now listen, I am so excited to share with you guys
that
a story.
Again, tracks back to faith and fear. If you're fearful of not receiving it, and so you run fear versus having faith that it or something better will be there.
This is by Jordana Levin. She has a book called Make It Happen, Manifest the Life of Your Dreams. I've not read this book yet, you guys. So check it out. I don't know. I'm sure it's amazing because this is amazing. But my story next week will blow your mind because I'm just going to share the story with you next week. And my story is exactly what I just read to you. So I'll be sure to tell you the story because timing is everything. And things don't work out for a reason. I firmly believe this. I can't wait to discuss with such ease how everything came to fruition for me.
I don't even know what this is, so yeah. Dang.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know what it is. Stop it. I think women, too, what I realized, too, especially Corey and I are always together, so that's not like abnormal for us during this time. But what I have realized is sometimes my thoughts, I feel like, are Croy's thoughts, and he probably, do you feel the same way at times? Like sometimes you just got to get in your own energy. So I'm trying to do something this morning and figure stuff out. And, you know, the excitement that I have and everything that's going on for next week would not be possible without Croy. And he brings something completely different to the table. But
he has such cool ideas, you guys. I was about to give it away, but this one idea just, he came up with is so cool.
Well, thank you.
Yes. But he looks at things a little different than I do. And sometimes I'm feeling like a crazy person. I'm going insane. And I'll just go to my room and I'll just calm my mind down and have kind of my own thoughts. And it's funny because Corinna had very different thoughts when this situation went down 2 years ago. I guess two years ago. So I'll tell you guys all about it next week. But anyways, if you guys are in a crazy, strange place, I'm going to hand this paperwork to Brielle right now because I need her to read this over and over and over for right now. But, you know, re-listen to this positive segment and honestly, replace fear with faith. I told you guys this before. I had
don't let COVID-19 scare you. Just pray about it and go about your life.
Have faith that we're in the position we're supposed to be in. You know, unfortunately, this is a terrible thing.
The pollution is down. Families have become closer. Divorce is at an all-time high.
I think this was just a reset for the world because we treat it so terribly. So this is like the world being like, ha ha, fuck you guys. This is my time to shine and take back what's really mine. And yeah, but I just want to know when it's going to end.
Well,
anyways,
look,
keep going.
I've said this before and I believe this fully. Things have a way of balancing themselves out, right? And when you look at
when this is over, I'm going to go balls to the wall crazy.
No, I'm just saying when you look at
I don't think it's going to be that exciting for you.
Just so
you know,
on a cellular level, and you look at life on a cellular level, that all things have protons, neutrons, electrons. There's positive attracts positive, and negative attracts negative, and things like that. Where you know, We've been running so crazy as the world and using up resources, and like you said, pollution's down and things like that. The world, just the universe in itself, and God, angels, Buddha, you know, whoever you believe in, whatever that higher power is, it finds balance. So if we're out of whack and we're using up things and running too fast and people are too much hate and there's just too much aggression and it it will find a balance. And unfortunately, sometimes we may not like that balance, and there's casualties in that process of balancing out. And it's a terrible thing for certain people, and it's a positive for others. But I fully believe that it's just, there's levity. And so when it gets too far in one direction, something's got to happen to bring it back down, you know? And so having faith that
face everything and reap, or fear everything and run.
Right. And so that's two different ways to look at fear. And so if you have faith that you are where you're at for a purpose, what's coming to you will get to you. It will be in your life, either that or something better. If you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and what you want still has not arrived, just keep having faith and pressing forward and moving in the direction, staying positive, keeping that positive mindset. And no matter what, like, even if you're like, why is that person who's so mean or so nasty, and they have all the cool friends and they're always out and they got,
oh, money, what goes up must cool come car, down, baby.
If things balance, things always balance.
Wait, but aren't I that person that's like cool and always out and having fun?
Yeah, but you're a sweet person. You're very thoughtful.
Right now you're not out having fun. So maybe you need to reassess.
Speaking of thoughtful, on a side note,
balance of busyness and whatever, you know, like, you can use this time to see, was I too much of a footloose and fancy free, maybe, and I need to find a little bit more grounding in my life.
I think if anything during this time has taught me is that, like, I am actually going to get out of my car and go into Publix and enjoy going into Publix every day, and I'm going to enjoy staying at the bars long. I'm not going to leave early. Like, I'm staying.
Oh,
out.
Fuck! You're the problem. Like, you're the problem with the world.
To be out from sunup to sundown every day, because being trapped has made me realize, you know what? I got to stop taking advantage of sending Ariana.
But I also think maybe you're running from something. Why do you always have to be out? Why do you always? So now you're forced to stay home.
I think that there's people in this world who are homebodies like you, and there's people who are not. And I think I am in the middle. Like, I love to go out, but I love to come home and go to sleep at night here. That's about where I'm at. I like to be out all day and come home at like 2 a.m. and get in my bed till like 12 and then keep it going.
Well, anyways, speaking of thoughtful, you guys, there was this bag that I've wanted, and I kept sending it to my guy Tony in California. I want this bag. No response. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
he just would avoid it.
He just didn't answer me. Well, Brielle, if you know anything about us, I always open my birthday presents early, and she gets the box delivered to the house on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Opens it up, or, you know, she's like, oh my god, okay, open it, mom. You want to open it? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to open it. And Corey's not around, like, this year. He was mad as shit that I opened my gift.
I don't think y'all understand that the second I pulled into the driveway from Fresh Market, the FedEx guy was pulling out, and I get to the door to see what he dropped off, and it says Brielle Bierman, and I'm like, I know what this is. We're opening it right
now.
She
gets just as excited as I do, so it's very, very awesome. So I open it, and it's the bag that I want. It's one of the most beautiful bags I've ever seen in my life. I was walking around in my robe, carrying it around, and yeah, I'm planning my outfits around it for my first outing from this coronavirus. So anyways, it was very thoughtful of you. But I think my point was, is you're very thoughtful, you're very caring, you're very giving, you're very sweet to people, you help people, you're kind, so it's a balance. You're not a hater. Like, I pray for my haters, and there's some that are just so sickly obsessed with me, but it's very unfortunate if they would stop focusing. And
actually, I think I am a little bit of a hater right now. Like, I hate Ariana because she got so skinny and she looks so cute, and I'm like, damn. I'm like hating on her a little bit. But like,
a positive segment. This was a positive podcast.
Usually
until Brielle
positive,
came on. No, I'm just
guys.
Kidding. It's fine. I know that there are people listening right now that are relating to you. But anyways, you guys, our golden nugget.
It's the golden nugget. You win.
It's not about beauty. It's called the 7 rules of life. 1, make peace with your past so it won't disturb your present. 2, what other people think of you is none of your business. I don't give 2 fucks. 3, time heals almost everything. Give it time. Don't know if I agree with that. 4, no one is in charge of your happiness except you. 5, don't compare your life to others and don't judge them. You have no idea what their journey is all about. And don't get it twisted, because everybody's only showing their best life on Instagram, by the way, and Facebook and Twitter. 6, stop thinking too much. It's all right to just not know the answer. They will come to you when you least expect it. And 7, smile. You don't own all the problems in this world. I hope this brings a little joy in your day, you guys. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of House of Kim.
One thing to add. To the people who, the same person who has 20 different accounts and comments mean things to us all the fucking time, I just want you to know it's really weird that you hate somebody that you don't even know. So maybe take that into perspective and realize that you may be a little crazy to hate somebody who has no idea that you even
know. No, they see I'm successful.
Well, they think they know you.
No, they don't.
Right. But in their minds, they think they know you from what they see that's out there from the article, from the show, from the Instagram, from the stories, from the Snap. They think that they know you. But it all stems from a place
of complete hate and
envy,
jealousy,
right? Mm-hmm. So you just got to say, look, I'm sorry.
I'm where I'm at today because I've never actually been a hater. I've never in my life been a hater. I've never commented negative about something. I want us all to rise up. I want us all to go to the top. I want us all to be successful. Guess what? That's why I'm successful.
It's also really fucking...
But it's a feeling that you have to feel. So you continue... I don't care. You can continue being a hater. Anyways, you guys, speaking of haters, because people just love... There's a couple people with the same IP addresses that continue to leave nasty comments under this podcast, which is fine because they'll be removed. But anyways, for everyone else out there, you guys, don't forget to leave us a review and a comment. And if you have anything to say or share, you can call us at 323-213-8100.
We love reading your positive comments, by the way.
Yeah, we do. Or you can email us at kim@kimzolciak.com. If somebody is out there feeling like Brielle, which I know you are, share your story. Or if you have thoughts on what Brielle's saying, share your story, and we'll cover them all next week.
I know you guys probably think, like I said, first world problems, but like, this really is an issue going on in my life right now, and I'm praying for the people out there who are going through the same thing or going through something
worse. We appreciate you sharing your story.
So,
and it was very unexpected.
Please, people, don't go off and say that I'm
Should we start drinking wine?
You know what? You want to know something weird? I have been drinking a little bit more than usual lately, and I think it's...
I think everybody is.
Zach is like, are you going through something? Because I want to drink at like noon, and I'm like...
Well, that's my favorite time, though. Remember Twist back in the day when it was open, my favorite restaurant? I would love my wine at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, have a glass of wine at 1 o'clock. But anyways, you guys, okay, I'm saying bye for the final time. Take care and have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.